Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, this is how we do it on a Friday! Who cares that it's AM radio and sports radio? It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour! Perreo Friday! Woo! Dan Day is already working it in his side of the studio. Alejandro Solana with his man bun in his side of the studio. And we like to get a little bit loose in the 5 o'clock segment. So here it is. Crank it up. How we do it. But there is a lot of stuff to get to.
Yes.
David Fizdale got fired by the Knicks today. I got the Dolphins injury report coming up, too. And we got that Jerry Jones sound. But, man, we love that 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on the Hockman and Crowder simulcast with our little Morse code on an Art Basel Friday. That will. Bellissima.
I'm so scared to say the words because I think I'm going to mess up. Say
I believe you once did. What? There's more? The song was winding down, coming to a halt. Look at Dan Day. Dan Day is partying his ass off. Woo! 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday is something special. But we do have a lot of stuff to get to, including the montage Dan Day made.
Oh, I forgot about it.
It's the Hockman and Crowder Week in Review. So as this song ends, mercifully, because I don't think I could take much more, we will get to the week in review. Dan Day sits down. He takes all the moments that he thinks that maybe you should have. What? Is there another verse? What is going on here? This can't still be the song.
Rolling, baby.
This cannot still be the song. Not when there's this much to talk about.
Fact.
Holy moly. Again, David Fizdale fired by the Knicks. Woo! All right. I'm winded. So Dan Day, our affiliate manager, he goes into the studio. He takes, in case you missed a moment of this week's show, what? How do you keep going on? This kind of energy. I'm 50 years old. Whoa! What just happened? Tonio Rosario! What? DJ Alejandro Solana remixed it. My head exploded. Wow. I can't take any more of that. Turn it off for real. Ridiculous. A little Koliki Taka making an appearance there. I didn't know what to do. Dan Day does go into the studio. So during the week, Dan Day will pull a little bit of sound from here, a little bit of sound from there, because we know people can't listen 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. So Dan Day has put together, as he does every Friday, a little Hockman and Crowder Week in Review.
Hockman.
Hard.
Crowder pleasers.
Who's got a better movie career, Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler?
Oh, that's crucial right there.
What about those damn macaroons?
That's terrible.
Ooh, un crowd pleaser. Aye.
Yeah, they're too hard.
They're hard as hell.
They're too hard.
Hold it on the flower, Amos.
Hockman highlights.
Somebody texts in, how is every single one of Hawk's takes so bad?
It's a gift.
Ooh, that's crucial right there.
Me encanta ese highlight.
I don't think being born was that damn impressive.
But
I think it was awesome that my mom got my big ass head out of her.
What?
Going after him. Got him. Oh, he got the football, but he picked off. Johnny Crowder with the interception at the 38-yard line. And this football game is over. The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots. 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
I'm pleased. Now that's a crowd pleaser.
Celebrating Channing Crowder's 10-year anniversary of his interception of Tom Brady. Dan Day, you outdid yourself once again, buddy. Congratulations.
That's all you guys right there. Let's play some music all hour long. That was fun.
Play some music all hour long. Dan Day is calling for us to break the format. He wants us to give Len, our boss, the finger, right? Not so much.
Maybe not so much.
Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana as we continue on in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
David Fizdale was fired. That's our leading headline of the day.
A lot of celebrating and partying going on in this segment, and then a sad story to start.
Is it sad?
Isn't it?
We have an attachment to David Fizdale.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
He's a lifer. He's a lifer.
Oh, yeah, he left.
We love Fizz.
It's like Alf and then David Fizdale.
Alf from Five on the Floor?
Five on the Floor.
So you're telling me it's tough to make a good NBA team with 14 forwards? Come on, Solana. Come on.
What else you got, Solana, in your headlines?
Speaking of the Miami Heat, they're 15-6 right now, back up to the third seed in the Eastern Conference because the team they host tonight, the Washington Wizards, beat Philadelphia last night, 119-113. So tonight, Heat versus Wizards, 8 p.m., Miami Heat favored by 10 points.
We will do 15 minutes of Heat momentarily. We'll bring on Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel.
On the ice, the Florida Panthers host Columbus tomorrow night, and it's a back-to-back because on Sunday it's San Jose traveling to the BB&T Center as well.
Yes, very excited for some Panthers hockey Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday at the BB&T.
And Mola told us Bobrovsky is going to be back in net.
Bobrovsky back in net, so we'll be hoping the Panthers can it's a 9-game homestand, so we're hoping they can pick up some points.
I'm excited for Bobby.
It's either Bob or Bobrovsky. Yeah. Nobody calls him Bobby.
No, they're calling him Bobby.
No one's calling him Bobby.
The Miami Dolphins are in New York to face the Jets on Sunday. Jets favored by 5 points. No Dolphins players on the injury report.
That's not true. I'm looking at it. What does that mean? I'm literally looking at it.
Do you want to call Barry Jackson right now? I have his number. I'll call Barry Jackson.
He puts out the injury report for the Dolphins. He's working for them now.
Barry Jackson does not lie. How dare you, Hawk?
This injury update is brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. On the Dolphins injury list, Jerome Baker, Julian Davenport, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Alan Hearns, Nick Needham, Stephen Parker, and Ken Webster.
No Dolphins players on the injury report today.
It doesn't – what you're saying doesn't – I'm looking at the email from the Miami Dolphins.
Okay, but the same way Joe Zagacki trumps facts on Miami Hurricanes football and baseball and all Miami Hurricanes athletics, Barry Jackson trumps facts on everything Miami sports.
You got me there. I can't argue that. You got me there. That injury update brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Speaking of the University of Miami, I used to have classes with Barry Jackson when I went there. Go ahead. What else you got in the headlines, Solana?
And finally, a World War II veteran in Pennsylvania turned 102 years old this week. He says the secret to his longevity is drinking at least one beer a day.
Oh, there you go.
Bro.
Funky Buddha happy hour.
Funky Buddha happy hour. I knew I feel good for some crazy reason. If he drinks one, I'm going to live till I'm 400.
So true, because he's mainlining it into his veins.
I mean, he's a World War II veteran. Like, what'd you do? Get one lucky interception off Tom Brady?
He intercepted Tom Brady 10 years ago today.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Anything else, Solana?
Let's move now to weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in South Florida. It is partly cloudy tonight, though. A beautiful Basil Friday night in Miami. 62 degrees.
Mm.
It'll feel like 74, though, which is perfect, really, for a Basil night.
I don't understand that, though. So it'll feel 12 degrees warmer than the actual temperature? That doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, no, all the joints and blunts will be fired up down in Wynwood, so it's going to warm up the area.
Makes sense.
You're not going to Wynwood night without smelling like weed.
don't stereotype. That's not fair.
But it doesn't.
I'm not stereotyping. I've been down there.
No, but the thing is, does it smell like weed anymore? Bro. Because if you hit the vape pen, there's no odor. Like the actual smell of weed
nobody's,
seems to be
nobody's smoking vape pens anymore, though.
Is that so?
Scared them out of what? Fluid on your lungs or something?
Yeah, a couple people died. And it wasn't even really the THC pens. It was just, you know,
well,
bad.
Then they're eating edibles and stuff. Like the smell of weed.
I go down there every now and again. I get out the car and I'm scared and I don't even have weed on me. I'm terrified to walk around one, but I'm like, the cops have to be on the way. It's crazy. I'm not. Am I lying, Solana?
I don't. Why are you coming to me for this? Leave me out of this one.
Because you hang out down there, man.
Nah,
I'm
does.
Serious.
Like, if you go to, I'm not going to name places, but if you go to certain places, like marijuana consumption, marijuana inhalation is of the norm. Like, nobody is bothered by it, I guess.
I'm the old dude looking at the young kid saying,
Well, it's funny because I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago, and it's legal there. And you walk around the Vegas Strip. I was with my 15-year-old son, and it is the smell of weed nonstop. Yeah. Nonstop.
It wasn't. It's crazy. It changed. It wasn't like that last time we were there.
No, I think that's a fairly new law in Nevada. All right, what else you got, Solana? You got weather or anything? Oh, you gave us weather. You got a sponsor?
Yeah, really quickly for the Basil Friday night weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. And for a free New Year's Eve party December 31st, go to Hialeah Park, receive free party favors, enjoy drink specials, dance in the new year with live entertainment, and go home rich after winning your share of $20,000 and $20 in drawings. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
15 minutes of heat is coming next with Ira Winderman. Heat play tonight at the American Airlines Arena. So you're not going tonight, Solana. You're going to Art Basel.
Oh, no. I'll be at the Miami Heat Stadium tonight. I'll be watching Heat
Wizards.
Oh, so
Art Basel goes after? It doesn't close at like 10?
No, Art Basel's all night, baby. All Art Basel's all night.
10?
Really? So you'll go out after the Heat game?
Yeah.
I won't even make it to the fourth quarter. It's football season, hockey season, basketball season, college hoop season. You know, you got to make Dave and Buster's in Hollywood your sports watching headquarters. Check this out. On top of the dozens of flat screen and projection TVs that are already there, Dave and Buster's now has a 42-foot TV. Imagine watching Miami and Washington tonight, or there's the which conference championship is tonight? Pac-12 tonight. You watch it. Dave and Buster's, they've got that 42-foot screen. That is sports heaven. You got to be there. So they do a happy hour, which is awesome. Cocktails are half price. It's Monday through Friday, 4 till 7 p.m., so it's going on right now. Sunday through Thursday, they've got a late-night happy hour, 10 p.m. till close. During happy hour and late-night happy hour, bar bites are only $5. During football season, on NFL Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays, you can eat all-you-can-eat wings and get a power card as well. Their football season specials are insane. The midway at that Dave and Buster's is awesome. All the latest games. Their food is so good. We do a ton of station events there because we love it there so much. It's the Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. I'm talking about the one between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95 in the Oakwood Plaza. Dave and Buster's, eat, play, drink, watch. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll do 15 minutes of heat next on Hockman and Crowder. All right, time to do 15 minutes of heat. Ira's got a tough task ahead of him because yesterday, 15 minutes of heat, we had Kendrick Perkins on with us.
Mm-hmm.
The day before, we had Cornbread Maxwell on with us. They've got pretty good radio personalities. Not that Ira doesn't.
It's the encore, baby.
All right.
It's Ira Winderman.
Going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection.
of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandSmart USA store today. Heat hosts the Wizards tonight at the American Airlines Arena. They are undefeated at home at 8-0. And here is the aforementioned Ira Winderman. You can bring it strong today, Ira.
First of all, that's like racial profiling. Like, I can't bring it like Kendrick Perkins or Cornbread Maxwell. Why hide behind your veiled comments right there? Look, I know my place, but I still believe I can provide cogent basketball commentary. I am offended, and right now I might have to have papers drawn up.
I want to know, are you a real one?
It depends what the one is.
I rest my case. All right, I'll tell you this. Cornbread Maxwell shocked us on Wednesday. He said when he goes to the bar, he prefers a pina colada or a banana daiquiri, and he likes it to have an umbrella in it. And Kendrick Perkins, when we told him that, he said no chance, no how.
Straight Henny.
And if one of his friends came back to the table with a daiquiri or a pina colada, he would make them take it back and return it, even if the bar had a no-return policy. So, Ira.
First of all, you should have told me this Wednesday when I was in Boston so I could have slapped Cornbread upside the head.
Wow!
So, first of all, I was there.
You are a real one.
There. You don't drink no fruity drink, and if you do, you don't do it in public. Wow. You do it at home when no one's seeing. You pull the shades. You enjoy the fruity goodness, the sweetness, the sugar, and then you leave it be. But you don't go out in public like that. Come on, Cornbread. We expect more.
I can't tell if I'm talking to Ira Winderman or Kendrick Perkins here. Can you?
No, I don't even know.
Man, there's only one way for me to find out. Do you have celiac disease?
I'm going to leave this all alone and just keep brushing my furry black beard and leave it at that.
Could the I've asked this of several people this week. Could the Heat be a surprise? And I know, obviously, they lost their last game in Boston, but it was the second night of a back-to-back. I don't put too much credence on that loss. Could the Heat be a surprise top-tier team in the East? Could they be at the end of the season, top-four team?
Well, if you're talking regular season, I think they could, because I think this team will value the regular season more than maybe some teams with championship aspirations. In other words, if you look at the Sixers, they're sort of hovering outside the top four a little. They're built for the playoffs. I think the Heat as a regular season team could be a top four team in the East. I do not believe the Heat as a playoff team could be a top four team in the East. I think the youth will get the best of them. When you only really need two or three key guys, I don't know who the Heat's number two is beyond Jimmy Butler. I think playoff-style basketball, when they take away everyone's game, take away your offense, and individual brilliance prevails, just about every other team at the top of the East will have two guys. The Heat just has one. Regular season top four East, yes. Playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals, or even East semifinals, I think a lot more difficult.
And it plays right into my question, because watching that Celtics game, Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker, and Jason Tatum combined for 78 points. And Jimmy went off. He had 30-plus, but could we ever have three 20-plus point scorers on this team?
Yeah, I mean, you could on different days it might happen. And remember, Boston didn't even have Gordon Hayward, who was playing very well until his injury. He'll be back also. And Channing, that's the thing. You know, we can do the round table now and ask people who's the Heat's second best player. So we really, without listening to the other guy's answer, Hawk, who's the Heat's second best player? Real quick.
Bam Adebayo is their second best player.
Channing, who is the second best player? Honestly, before Hawk gave that answer.
It was Bam. It was easy for me to answer.
Okay. But maybe it was, but some people also might say on certain given nights it could be Goran Dragic. On certain nights this year, it has been Kendrick Nunn. Heck, on certain nights, it's been Duncan Robinson. They don't have that clear other guy that when the Sixers come to town, it's Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. That when Boston comes to town, eventually it's going to be Kemba Walker and Gordon Hayward. That when Milwaukee comes to town, it's going to be the All-Star Chris Middleton and Giannis Antetokounmpo. With Toronto, it's going to be Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry. guys who are proven guys who have won on proven levels. The Heat's working toward that. That's why we talk every week about 2021 and who are they going to get in free agency, or are they going to make a trade this year for a Kevin Love type or LaMarcus Aldridge or DeMar DeRozan. Until the Heat have that second, especially offensive guy, and God bless Bam, because Bam's a five-tool player who gives you a lot across the board in everything, but not particularly in the scoring area. That's what you need. I think the Heat will be a feel-good story, and they'll probably feel good through the first round of the playoffs.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is with us. Heat and Wizards tonight at the American Airlines Arena. The Bulls are in town Sunday. I found that out. My kid's a huge Bulls fan, so we're going to go to that game. We were talking about this just apropos of nothing. I think it was at the beginning of the week because we were looking at Rookie of the Year odds by some of the sports books. Is Kobe White, like, because what do you do? Zion still hasn't played. The odds that came out, I think Kobe White was at like 20-1, and we were both like, maybe you take a flyer on him.
Yeah, you know what? John Morant's not going to be out that long. I think if Zion doesn't come back at any reasonable time soon, I think a guy like John Morant could be a runaway winner as long as he doesn't wind up missing, say, more than 10 games. He's going to put up all kinds of crazy numbers with the Grizzlies. They're going nowhere, so he probably would be one of my top guys. I think Kendrick Nunn is leveling off a little. I know Heat people are pointing at him. I would not be surprised if the top Heat rookie actually winds up being Tyler Hero eventually. But I think it's John Morant's to lose unless Zion comes back and simply has a second half of the season that is so overwhelming, because that's when you fill out your ballot, that maybe he gets it. Kobe White's the kind of guy who's going to have 10, 15 unbelievable games when he hits 6, 7 three-pointers and you notice him. But, man, he just shoots all the time. He's all or nothing. He's one-dimensional, that I just don't see him as a guy who could really endure. And that team's record is going to be so bad that I would doubt they would have any award winners.
And, Ira, you taught me this, that starting lineups are not always your best lineup. So what's the Heat's best lineup?
I think the Heat, well, it's interesting because they're cycling through that right now. But when they get to their best team, I think they really enjoy the Butler-Winslow-Adebayo defensive combination at the end. We saw that absolutely shut down when they played in Brooklyn, have a pretty good night also when they went to Toronto. I think that lineup is one they want to finish with, and then with two shooters. And it's a matter of, if Duncan Robinson is on, he was in Brooklyn, he'll be the guy. It could be Nunn. It could be Hero. If Goran Dragic is healthy like he was in Brooklyn, it could be him. So I think their closing lineup is Winslow, Butler, and Adebayo as their defensive lockdown. We'll stop your guy, and then two shooters on the wing. And I think they're going to wind up going in that direction. And the thing is, unlike what Hassan Whiteside said, they do have shooters. So they can cycle through on given nights. It could be Nunn. It could be Hero. It could be Robinson. It could be Dragic. And they'll just play literally in the fourth quarter the hot hand.
Ira Winderman covers the NBA and the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. You tweeted out, "Don't blame Dion Waiters. Blame the buttery goodness of popcorn."
Popcorn. you know, I got to be honest. I want to be fair here. Everyone caught that. I guess the Heat, they were reading a promotion on Fox Sports Sun, and they happened to be innocuously panning by the bench, and there was Dion Waiters and Justice Winslow eating popcorn out of like a Gatorade cup. And, of course, people blew up. Oh, first it was gummies, now it's popcorn. NBA players munch all the time on the bench, especially guys who aren't playing that much. And, you know, I ran it by some people, the Heat. They said it's not a big deal. They have a big bucket of popcorn at most places on the road, and players bring some out, you know, during halftime. The thing is, the optics were not good. When you were on a 10-game suspension and you had not played the last three games, for the camera to pan by you and you're sitting there eating popcorn as a spectator, probably not the best way to make a case that you deserve to play. So I think that's where the Heat came on Dion Waiters. But it's interesting. I alluded to a story the New York Times did this year where Steph Curry says his favorite thing to do is to go in different arenas and test the popcorn, and he actually has the Heat's popcorn at American Airlines Arena, ranked, I think, third in the NBA. So when you're around the buttery goodness, you have to indulge. I know the hot kids, they go to the movies. When you go to the movies, you get the big refillable bucket, right?
I always get a large popcorn. I do not allow popcorn sharing in my family. Everybody does that. Oh, let's go to the movies. We'll get a big popcorn for everybody. Now, everybody wants their own. Get your grubby hands out of my popcorn.
But the thing is, when you get the large, you get to refill it. So it becomes the utter bargain.
That's right. Refill it for yourself.
Okay, and you know how cheap I am. But the one thing I won't do, and you know, everyone knows that. But the one thing I won't do that I see people do that I think is absolutely absurd, they get the large popcorn, they're done with the movie, they go back to the concession stand to get it refilled to take home. That's where even I draw the line.
People do that, though, with drinks at the restaurant. They ask for a to-go cup after they've had a couple of refills.
It's like, really? I just think when you see someone who's walking out of a movie theater with a full bucket of popcorn, I think accidentally tripping them is not exactly the wrong thing.
Wow, look at that. Ira calling for violence.
I take the popcorn and I fill up sandwich bags and send it to school with my kids as a snack.
Is that appropriate?
You know, he started that sentence. He says, I take it, I fill it up with sandwich bags. And I thought for sure he was going to say, and they send it overseas to needy families. And I was going to go, you're a wonderful person.
No, I don't think you know Crowder. You know Crowder? Yes, you know, today today is the 10-year anniversary of Crowder's interception of Tom Brady sealed the victory for the Miami Dolphins against the Patriots that day.
And a lot of people think 10 years later that's coming back to bite Tom Brady, and that's why he's having such an uneven
season.
He's
in Tom Brady's head, finally. Finally, he's in his head.
I think what it is one of those dormant nightmares, you know, that just suddenly wakes up 10 years later, and all of a sudden Tom Brady has what they call in the business the Channing Crowder yips.
Would you like to hear the montage that Solana put together? It's kind of like a movie trailer almost.
Whether I do or not, you're going to say yes and edit this part out of the replay. So sure, I'd love to hear it.
Let's play it.
Cameron Wake on the field now, the pass rushing specialist. Going after him, got him! Oh, he got the football, but he picked off! Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line! And this football game is all but over. The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
Pretty badass, right?
I play myself in that movie.
You enjoy that, Ira?
Not only is there not a Landshark Stadium, is there even a Landshark beer anymore?
Good question. Yeah. Is there?
Yeah. I've drunk some. You know, I'll drink any beers now. But
all right, Ira Winderman, or as we like to call him, White Bread Maxwell. No,
y'all keep that to yourselves.
I like to call him that. Ira Winderman. Read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. There's your 15 minutes of heat. Thank you, Ira.
I'm gonna go have a fruity alcoholic beverage in your honor, gentlemen. Thank you.
I cannot believe that you don't get popcorn on the way out of the theater, man. If you ask me, anybody in sports media that gets the popcorn, I picture you buying the medium and telling them that they Oh, he's gone. We got rid of Ira.
No, he hung up.
That was it.
Yeah, he hung up.
I'm with it, man.
Man, White Bread Maxwell there. 15 minutes of heat. O'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by the Funky Buddha Brewery. Funky Buddha happy hour. We will get into our final segment, the celebration of a Boogie with the Hoodie's birthday.
Who's that?
I don't know. I saw it on the birthday sheet. I don't even know what that is.
You don't know a Boogie with a Hoodie?
A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Is it related to pink sweats? We met pink sweats.
That tickled me. I go, hey, who's that guy in the pink sweats? Pink sweats, huh?
Bro, he found something. I knew his name because of it.
Nah, it made sense.
It worked.
All right, we'll get into all the nonsense here in a sec.
This football season, Publix rose to the occasion. There's one more Dolphin home game. If you haven't been to the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party, come hang out with me. Every single Dolphin home game right there between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. You have all the food. We have games. We have a DJ. We have a great time at the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party. And they have food over there now. And the food's delicious. They always bring the new Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Publix started this football season. The Miami Dolphin Pub Sub has crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and garlic. garlic parmesan sauce. It is so delicious. The Crowder fam, my kids, my wife, we all love it. Be the king or queen of tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Now that Miami Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins pub sub is delicious, but you've had all the subs over there. You've eaten Publix subs since you were a kid. They have the delicious subs. They have the chicken. They have the chicken wings. They have the rotisserie chicken, the fried chicken. They have all the sides. They have everything you want at Publix. Platters, drinks, ice, beer, chips, side snacks. They have it all. And busy moms, busy dads, I know. I work 7 days a week, but I want to have a date night. I want to hang out with the kids. Publix.com will deliver. Go on your date night. Hang out with the kids. Go fishing, and Publix will deliver your tailgating or watch party needs this weekend for these conference championship games. Publix.com has changed me and my wife's life. Find all your tailgating and watch party needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
We were getting ready for this segment, and so we weren't really listening to Gia's traffic. Did you find out, Solana, what the situation is?
Yeah, it's a long report, and I don't do well at reading or listening comprehension. Can I just play it again? I can play it again. Can we do that?
No, I'd rather not.
What did you say?
Wanted to know if
listening
there was
comprehension.
Is it? I mean, did you just not listen? Is that?
Yeah,
what it
I didn't listen.
I mean, I was kind of able to crack the code on that.
What's he talking about?
You can text it in 67974. I can go down the hall and ask Gia as well. But is 95 closed somewhere?
That's what they said. I heard downtown Miami all the way to the Golden
Plains. Why don't
you
just go ask Gia? She's like three studios down from you.
Come on, I'm listening.
Have Dan Day go.
Dan's locked.
Dan, go ask Gia what the situation is.
Yeah, there's a closure, 95 interchange to the Golden Glades Expressway.
The Golden Globes is when?
They've closed down the Golden Globes?
So what do we have? We've got the Oscars and the Emmys, and the Golden Globes is what? Golden Globes has been canceled.
This is some traffic.
wait a second. So you said there's a closure. Does that mean 95 is closed, or there's a closure heading on to like the 836 at the Golden Glades interchange?
There's a closure. I don't know.
Can you
I don't
go get Gia?
I don't know.
She talks fast in her updates.
I just
want to
know. Maybe Ed knows.
You Ed, know Ed?
Ed, do you know what's going on in traffic? He doesn't know what's going on in traffic. You know what's going on in engineering? Doesn't know that either. What the hell was I talking about? All right, Dan Day went to go find Gia.
Yes.
Just trying to make sure everybody knows what's going on. I actually could check the text machine here.
I can confirm there is some traffic, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can confirm that, and I haven't been outside yet. Here comes Dan Day. Hustle, Dan. Man, he is skinny.
Oh, Dan, he's thin as a rail.
Thin as a rail.
Yeah, he doesn't eat a lot.
But he loves all that Cajun food.
No,
what did you find out, Dan, from Gia from traffic?
She says there's a lot of crap going on the on-ramps of the 95 Express, but that seems to be getting alleviated. Blah, 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 blah. Very soon, the traffic will get better, but womp, 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 womp. But then, when it starts to move, and it is starting to move, then the backups that right now go from downtown north mm-hmm. all the way to the Golden Glades will start to subside.
Oh, okay.
I'm more confused now. did you go talk to Gia, or did you go downstairs and hammer a couple of shots?
Gia works downstairs at the bar, right?
That's Esmeralda.
Are you hammered? What the hell just happened there?
Gia's about three doors down.
Oh. Nah, she was handing me shots and talking about traffic.
God.
It's good times.
I don't know do you have any kind of clearance on what, or clarity on what just happened there?
I ain't getting on 95, I'll tell you that.
But I don't know how else to get, even if I want to get to the turnpike, I got to get on 95 going north. All right.
So we ride US-1 all the way.
Just take US-1 home.
Let's hit it.
All right. Gia!
You know what, you can follow me.
I ain't following you.
Go 119 to 75. Go all the way around 75. You can hit the Sawgrass, and then you'll catch back up with the turnpike up north. Great idea.
I feel like if I'm east of 95, which is where we are now, and I'm driving up to Boca, and I'm east of the turnpike in Boca, I feel like if at any point I find myself on 75, something has gone dramatically wrong in my ride home.
You can sleep over tonight.
I just texted Gia. Is 95 closed? I'll let you know what she says.
Okay. You can't just walk. I literally, she's three.
I just talked to her.
Hold on. Hold on. I have an update. Tell him I have an update.
Here's an update, he said. She texted back. Gia! That's not the way to do it.
She says.
He stood up for real.
Yeah, what?
No, I have an update from Gia.
Okay.
She says. She says, I asked her, is 95 closed? She wrote back. Not exactly.
Does she know what's going on in traffic?
Bro, I'm leaving 95
alone. It was
alone.
Too perfect of an answer.
I'm leaving 95 alone.
These are some of the texts. This show is priceless. LOL, what?
That was after Dan's attempt.
Oh, God. Dan, as Len, our boss, has said to me a number of times, are you proud of what you do?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Jerry Jones weighing in. I want to talk to Dan. Are you proud of what you do?
Yeah.
Of
course he is. I'm with Dan. I'm locked in.
Of course he is.
I'm proud.
Womp, 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 womp. 95 North. Womp, 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 womp.
So
on
that's
ramps.
What you hear when Gia's talking?
Hey. Well, she was pouring shots. I was looking down at the bottle, so, you know.
Hey, Dan, how are you so thin, man? You were gone when we were talking about it. Louisiana, all that good food.
Yeah, you like gumbo and all that man. Stuff. Like, you are real thin.
Poverty.
So you like etouffee, just a little thimbleful.
Yeah.
One crawfish.
You go light on the crawfish. You don't have that much money.
Can I get one crawfish? Can you play Dan crawfish. Day's montage one more time here? Dan Day does fantastic work for the show. He puts together a end of the week montage, kind of a look back on the Hockman and Crowder week that was. Let's hear this week's week that was.
Crowd pleasers.
Who's got a better movie career, Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler?
Ooh, that's crucial right there.
What about those damn macaroons? That's
terrible.
A
terrible.
Ooh, crowd pleaser. Aye.
Yeah, they're too hard.
They're hard as hell.
They're too hard.
Hold it on the flower, Amos.
Hockman highlights.
Can I text in? How is every single one of Hawk's takes so bad? It's a gift.
Ooh, that's crucial right there.
Me encanta ese highlight.
I don't think Ben Bourne was that damn impressive.
But
I think it was awesome that my mom got my big ass head out of her.
What?
Going after him. Got him. Oh, he got the football, but he picked off. Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line. And this football game is all but over. The Miami Dolphins have come from a 14-point deficit to beat the New England Patriots. 22-21 here at Landshark Stadium.
I'm pleased.
Now that's a crowd pleaser.
Oh, there's breaking news? Now what? What's breaking news? Oh, Gia has walked in here. So Gia, our traffic reporter, we've been very confused because Crowder kind of listened to the last traffic update and told me 95 is closed heading north. And then I asked Dan Day to go find out. He came back and he sounded like he had hammered some shots. And then I asked Solana to listen to your report. What's going on in traffic?
Daniel, by the way, like stared at me like I had just grown like 9 eyes across my face. And I'm like, are you sure you understand what I'm telling you? He's like, yeah. Yeah.
When he came back here, I said,
of course.
So I said, what did she say? And his answer was 95. Like he zoned out when you were talking to
By
him.
By the way, you guys should have known better sending him back there to try to talk to me.
Well, my first option was to send Solana, who decided he wasn't going to leave the studio. And then I said to him, well, what did she say in traffic? And he's like, well, let's listen to it together. And I'm like, no, just tell me what she said. And I realized he never listened to it in the first place.
All right. So this is, it's not as bad as everyone's making it seem. So there were a bunch of accidents on 95 Express North and South. Those were bad. They are in the process of clearing out. But because of that, they're basically doing a forced closure. So it's 95 Express northbound to downtown Miami to the Golden Glades interchange. That's slowing down. It looks like because of that, now that the local lanes are getting super heavy, it's going to be like 30, 40 minutes to get home.
Oh, you're saying that they closed the express lanes?
The express lanes were forced closure because of all these accidents, but they're in the process of clearing out.
Okay,
so,
all right.
You know, let's say in like 15, 20 minutes, I'm not overhead to watch this, but it's going to clear out eventually.
Gotcha.
And you can also blame Basil for a part of this problem,
right,
too.
Art Basil. But heading north where I'm going to Boca, this doesn't affect me at all, so now I'm not interested.
You'll be fine. Yeah, that's fine. So the rest of us will just suffer.
Right, and I appreciate...
Yeah, Palm Beach County, way to go.
From now on, with the traffic reports, just make them for me. Just make them for me.
Come on,
forget
man.
About everyone else that's listening.
You've made my job so much easier. Thank you so much.
Don't listen to him.
Thank you
Gia.
For stopping by,
Come on,
Gia.
You think I don't know any better.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Gia.
Thank you.
She's a hero. Hero to us all. All right. Do we have anything else to cover on today's program?
She Is everybody made it sound so easy?
I'm telling you, between frickin' frack over there, I had no idea what was going on, and I actually went on Google. I was trying to find a water taxi because of the way they made traffic sound. I had to. What's that private jet company? I didn't know what was going on, and Gia's like, yeah, relax. It's a typical Friday night in Miami. We appreciate it. Thank you, Gia.
Morons. That's
Hope
what she
you,
said if you didn't
Are
hear.
You proud of yourself, Dan?
Yes.
Are you proud of yourself, Solana?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Made it up for me.
Unbelievable, man. Guys, mens.com is now offering your first month of generic Viagra or Cialis starting at just $5. I'm talking about treating erectile dysfunction. My friends at Mens.com are making it easier than ever for men to address ED by offering generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost. And now they're even offering your first month starting at just $5. How can they do this? Well, Mens.com took out the middleman, and they bought the pharmacy. That makes it pretty easy. They deliver erectile dysfunction prescriptions conveniently and discreetly to your front door. No trips to your doctor, no embarrassing conversations to have, and the Mens.com process is all online and takes just 15 minutes to get approval from a doctor. They're located in the U.S. They are FDA approved. It is time for you to enhance your performance. Visit mens.com for generic Viagra or Cialis and get your first month starting at just $5. Treat ED easily with mens.com. And for a limited time, get that first month starting at just $5. Mens.com, M-E-N-S, mens.com. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Go Heat. Go Panthers tomorrow and Sunday. Go Dolphins. Go FAU. I mean, there's a lot going on that will do it for us. Happy anniversary to Crowder celebrating 10 years to the day that he intercepted Tom Brady to seal the win for the Miami Dolphins. That does it for us. We will speak with you from Twin Peaks el lunes.
Are you a real one?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.